Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have ever felt lonely? Raise your hand if you've ever felt lonely. Oh, I see some adults raising their hands as well. We have all felt alone at some time, haven't we? What's wonderful about communion is that it reminds us that we're part of a community. We are together, okay? Now, let me tell you, you have a lot of people praying for you today. Those of you who are making your first communion, look at your pew. Do you have some family with you today? You see moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles? Yes! You have a lot of people praying for you. I have some news, though. You have some other people who prayed for you today, and they are from the St. Dismas congregation inside a prison. I got to go today to the St. Dismas congregation and have Holy Communion with a bunch of men who are in prison. And I was a little bit nervous about it. And I thought, whew, I'm not sure if I'm really strong enough to do this. But I did, I went. And while I was there, I was reminded, wow, I am going to be having Holy Communion tonight with 45 students. And so I had told Pastor Becker that. And you know what he did? He announced it to the whole church. And you know what those men did? They all clapped for you. And they said, we'll be praying for those kids. Men in prison. Isn't that amazing? So if we think about the communion, the way that we are all together, okay, in the next 24 hours, there are people around the whole world who are going to be hearing these same words, the same story that Pastor Paul just read to us. We're going to be hearing those words about how Jesus took the bread and broke it and gave it to the disciples. And then Jesus took the cup and he blessed it and he gave it for everyone to drink. And as everybody around the world hears this, then we're going to all participate. And some of you, for the first time today, are going to get that bread and that wine or grape juice if you choose. Now, we've tasted it before when we had our special class, right? So we know what we're expecting. But this time, you are going to hear Pastor Alex say the words of institution, which is a special blessing. And you will see Pastor Alex lift up a wafer. And you'll see Pastor Alex lift up a silver cup. And this is a special blessing that is put over all of our communion. And then you're going to come up and receive it yourself. Now, I have a question. Those of you who were in the class with Miss Pam, should we say thank you to Miss Pam? Yes, Miss Pam helped us to really learn. She is incredible. And so after we had our class, and I said there were three things that I wanted you to think about as you're walking up for communion. And you may notice this. You'll see your parents and grandparents, other people coming forward, and they may have their head down. They may have their hands folded. They may be having their eyes closed for a moment because they're each having their own quiet, private little prayer. And I said, you guys could do a three-part prayer. Do you remember this? The first thing is to remember what? That God loves us. Let me see the hearts, everybody. That's the first thing we've got to remember. Adults, you can do this too. We remember when we come up for communion that God loves us. The second thing is that our sins are forgiven. Do you remember the symbol we did for that? Yes. Whew. Our sins are forgiven. We're so grateful that God loves us and forgives us. And then the last one, this had a vocal part. We're going to do it now. Okay, ready? Woo! We're going to heaven, right? Now, I realize that that might kind of be disruptive for church, and it might, like, make Pastor Paul's ears pop, okay? So we're going to do it really quietly. Let's all do it really quietly, okay? Okay, that's perfect. So as you're coming up, I want you to remember those three things. You are loved by God, and nothing ever can take that away. Your sins are forgiven. You don't have to worry about them anymore. You say, I'm sorry. God has forgiven you already. And then finally, where are we going to go when we die? We're going to heaven, okay? So I want you to remember those things together. So as we gather as our family today, that is what we are here to do, And from now on, students, you get to have communion every time you come to church. If we have it, you can have it, okay? Let's have a prayer together right now. Dear God, thank you for giving us Holy Communion. When Jesus broke that bread and poured out the wine for everyone, we have a special right now that we can remember no matter where we are. We pray, Lord, for all Christians around the world, whether they are in prison, whether they are across the globe, whether they are in another church that's nearby, whether they're Lutheran or Catholic, whatever. We know, Lord, that in this week, we gather to remember your Holy Supper. And for this, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.